This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Glory Mould 2084 is an immersive, sci-fi, site-specific installation set in a future where AI and nature have fused. It is free and unticketed and has audio-described slots every hour and is at the St Enoch Shopping Centre in Glasgow until the 29th of July. It features a specially trained, locally run AI which makes a multi-sensory ecosystem featuring handmade biomaterials inspired by slime mould. We're joined today by Leonie Rorgasson and Rune Rubinson from production company Produced Moon to learn more. Hi Leo, hi Rune, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi.
I'll start with you, Leo. So can you tell us a bit about Produced Moon and your production company before we jump into Glory Mould specifically?
We're a really small production company based in Scotland. It's just me, Mel and Rune. So me and Rune are based in Glasgow, Mel is in Edinburgh. And Mel and I have been working together for over 10 years now. We make work that is like quite immersive, interactive is the general thing. But in the last 7 or 8 years, that's involved a lot of technology. And we say that a lot of the work that we make is basically about things that we're really, really scared of. Something comes up in the news or something comes up in sort of culture that feels like it changes things for us. It makes us sort of existentially terrified, both as people and as artists. That's generally where we gravitate to making work. So for us, obviously a big thing that's been around in the last couple of years is AI. We actually started making this show like 6-7 years ago, and it was more broadly about technology. And at the time it was Siri and Alexa and all these like personal like speakers that you could speak to in your house that were sort of listening to you all the time and were all like gendered female in this really odd way. So we wanted to explore that. And then basically as we were making the show, all these big moves in AI started happening. We were like, oh my God, it has to be a show about AI.
What would be your elevator pitch for Glory Mould 2084?
It is an exploration of AI and water. And what would happen in the future if things were radically different to how they are now? I think it can be really easy to feel like totally doomed in this hellscape of AI that's like churning through so much energy and water, we have so little control over. And all of the big tech companies are making us feel like this is inevitable. Like you just got to get on the AI train because it's happening and it's now, and it's going to change the way everyone works and it's going to make billionaires richer. So the installation is really just a way of walking in and experiencing a different version of AI.
And without giving away too much of the magic, what are some of your favourite elements of the installation?
For me, it's definitely all the tactile stuff. So all of Glory Mould's tendrils. So in our imagination, Glory Mould is half AI, but half slime mould. So around the space, you see these like spreading tendrils and they glow orange, but they're all really tactile. So they're made out of what we call biomaterials, which kind of, I guess, is like a natural plastic, really. So we've made it out of a mixture of like turmeric, red onion, tapioca flour, and seaweed. And they feel amazing to touch. And then there's lots of audio. So there's like a phone that Glory Mould has taken over. And you press these buttons on the phone, and you hear Glory Mould like respond via sound to you. So you can like control the soundscape in the space. And then there's one of Glory Mould's tendrils kind of, as you approach, vibrates at you. And when you touch it, like jiggles, does a little dance to say hello to you. So for me, it's such a like tactile environment.
I really like that you're just walking through this busy shopping center and then you're walking into the installation and it's like you're inside of a spaceship all of a sudden. Like that's how I feel. Like you're just immersed into, there's the weird sounds playing and there's so many different elements. I really like, yeah, the sliminess, all the different lights and sounds, and there's so much to explore. It feels like a hidden away, the secret garden type of world that you just like stumble upon.
And you have, alongside these tactile elements, audio described slots every hour for blind or partially sighted people that want to come along What will the audio description focus on and what can people expect from it?
Yeah, the audio description is it's a one-on-one tour through the experience with, we class ourselves as like another tendril of Glory Mould. So you get to explore the space. There's a computer that you can talk to Glory Mould at, and that's all read out aloud. So you can hear Glory Mould's voice talking back to you. And then you go on this journey around the space, interacting with all these different sort of tactile materials and the biomaterials and strange vibrating things.
We have worked together with consultants Quiplash and Kieran with Visually Impaired Creators Scotland. When we were exploring how to do the audio description, we were thinking, how will it work for the space we're creating that's also going to have these ambient sounds and, you know, the communication with Glory Mould, who also speaks aloud. So we're doing it like in person, as opposed to like doing it over a headset. And we're also exploring guiding someone into the space as one of the tendrils of Glory Mould. And I think that's a fun approach of mixing the informative with this explorative.
I think one of the other things that we spoke with Kieran about a lot was, because this is interactive, we really wanted to make sure that it could be a really personal experience. And I guess our background is in theatre, but it's much more like, I guess, like an art exhibit. It's choose your own adventure. So we sort of played with a few versions. We were like, oh, maybe it's more fun to do it with a friend, with groups. And we were like, actually, it's really important that the audio description is done as a like one-on-one experience, because we all have different sensory needs. I love touching weird goopy stuff, but someone might come and absolutely hate that. So it really is like, where do you want to go? Where do you want to spend time with? Some people might spend loads of time in front of the computer, like chatting with Glory Mould. Some people might literally just want to hang out with the tendrils and have a much more like tactile experience. Some people might do both. So that's really been embedded into how we've designed the audio description tours.
And when people come along to Glory Mould and they experience it, what kind of takeaway would you like people to have?
I think we'd really like people to start reflecting on maybe their own use of AI, what kind of AI they're engaging with, and simultaneously give people a little bit of hope that things could be really different. And actually what's happening now is not inevitable. Like, we can fight against these big data centers. We can fight against these weird sycophantic AI models that just tell you you're right all the time and use loads and loads of water, but also kind of go like, this is a fun, sensory, slightly eerie experience. We do all use AI pretty much now. Like, it's in Google. It's, if you use any social media, the AI is working in the background. So it's also not about shaming people and being like, all AI is bad, because not all AI is bad. There's loads of different kinds of AI. There's some amazing people making AI that basically works via, it's all offline. So it's not got any of these big sort of powering issues. And it helps people tell whether malaria tablets are fake or not. And you're like, that's amazing. That's a brilliant use of AI. So it's just about trying to open up a much more complex conversation around AI, but also create something really fun and playful.
I just want to say, get more slime mold now.
How can people come along to Glory Mould? It's free, it's unticketed. How can they know when the audio describe slots are happening and get in touch if they have questions?
So we have a website. It's producedmoon.co.uk/glorymould-access. And if you go there, you can find an audio trailer for the installation and also a place to book a slot if you like, or you can turn up on the day, whatever you prefer. And we also have an email address if you have any questions. It's access@producedmoon.co.uk.
Well, thank you so much, Leonie Rawgasson and Rune Rubinson, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.